Lecture topic, four advices given to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafaa wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. Wa qad qala Allahu ta'ala fi kalami al-majid wa al-furqan al-halim أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم My most respected elders and brothers, the advice of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very, very great and very, very concise. And when it's short, the meaning is so vast. He said once to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the advice is become a parizgar person, muttaqi. He said, yes, become a muttaqi. And what's the meaning of muttaqi? The meaning of muttaqi means to be God conscious all the time. To be God conscious 24 hours. He says, if you have that quality in you, you will written a list for those people called Ibadat, Abid. A true Abid is he who is 24 hours in the remembrance of Allah. God conscious. Now, when you become Abid, Ibadat means that everything that you do will be Ibadat. Example, you come to know one is a habit. One is habit, which is called adat, you know, the adat of eating, meeting people, your daily way of life. Daily way of life, whatever is just called adat. The eating, the drinking, the sleeping. Those all called adat is habit. But now turn that habit into ibadat. Turn that habit into ibadat. Now what's the meaning of turning the habit into ibadat? Everything you do must relate to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Relate to Nabi Karim. For example, you wake up in the morning, you read dua that is called ibadat nowadays. The eating food you did, maybe you're eating food because you fulfill the stomach. But when you're eating the Rasulullah said, there's a minyak to read the sunnah that is ibadat. And that yarda with this eating Nabi Karim. The ibadat with this thing. I will become close to you. One is a person who may eat food because he becomes strong. To exercise and all those that things may cause harm to people because of that. And one is a person eats with this, yalla, eating this food, they are merely because of making an ibadah that becomes strong to remember it. Now that eating is called ibadah. That you know, with this I can make ibadah properly, I can wake up tahajjud time, I can make namaz, everything properly. Now that is, now he's eating with the intention of that. Now he won't overeat that person. He'll have to sit down to eat properly. So that he can make ibadah. But he will not be overeating. But a person who got a habit of, you know, become strong, cause more harm to people, become strong to do all the wrong things, then that person will overeat because he wants to eat, not to become strong to do all the wrong things, whatever. But a person who makes ibadah with this intention, I make ibadah the rest of it, he eats. In order to eat, it becomes, so he can make ibadah. When a person overeats, then he's not going to eat ibadah, he becomes lazy. He won't fulfill even the five ten namaz too. So an abid is that person, Nabi Allah says that he's a muttaqi. Not only muttaqi in eating and all. Everything that he does, he washful as Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His eyes are controlled, so he does not go to see anything. The fear of Allah Ta'ala within 24 hours. He can be sitting in any company. He can be sitting in any company. He can be in company too. The fear of Allah is within all the time. Taqwa. That's called taqwa. Muttaqi, that's called taqwa. Every moment of your life that you're doing business to, while you engage in business to, you are so much in conscious of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will be able. In that way, what you are doing is you're not doing anything wrong. Your business is according to Allah Ta'ala's command. If a person, no matter how quiet he is on that day, you have no business taking place, but you got conscious of Allah Ta'ala, a wrong person comes telling you, offer is the worst thing. Free of charge in this time, and he knows he's stolen goods. You know he's coming to the wrong avenue. But he got fear of Allah, he won't take it. to the affair of Allah. You fear Allah for that. He's got conscience that time. He's walking alone, you see women around too. His eyes won't go to the wrong places because he's got fear of Allah. That's called 24/7 fear of Allah. Every moment he's got. He was sitting on the cell phone too, he realizes that he can do what is necessary to without the other things he's living out. That's called now for taqwa. Taqwa, that is means the person, what is that, you remain a person from the muttaqi ones. Muttaqi is that the word muttaqi. That you fear Allah Ta'ala at all sides, all times. That even if you talk to that person too, you'll be very careful how you talk to him, don't get vulgar to him. Everyone you treat according to the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem. That is what is called muttaqi. The poor man you look at him equally, that the rich man is equally. You take everyone equally, that's called muttaqi. Muttaqi means the forest guard, the God conscious 24 hours. Not that when you're doing something alone, you need namaz in public, you read very nicely. And the time when you're alone, you don't need namaz also. And you need namaz anyhow. Your namaz is about that everything becomes one. Everything becomes one, your wujud. Allah Ta'ala is one way, not two ways. You understand? So Nabi Kareem is Abu Hurairah. Become God-conscious, God-conscious. God-conscious means everywhere. Eating time, sleeping time, alone, in solitude, in public, every time. Because the most difficult part is, difficult time is the time in solitude. At that time, to remain very, very, very difficult. Because you must know, no one is looking at you. But when you become God-conscious, then when you have God-conscious in you, then no matter who is there or not there, you will still be very careful, you are not doing wrong. Allah must give us that quality. That quality is so important. You do not know that quality is so important that every moment, every era, that in the toilet you will be God conscious. Every way you become God conscious. So that's one quality he said, oh Abu Hurairah, we do that, we come from the Abid ones, Ibadat Qadr. One is usually a person in Namaz, or Tahajjud Namaz, he may be reading Midl or Zikr, in Quran, he's not called the Abid. He said one part of Ibadat. Because we take an ibadat only in the masjid. Ibadat means 24 hours everywhere. You can be in public also. You can be everywhere. Allah is in front of you. Allah is in front of you. Look at that shepherd. The time when Umar radiallahu ta'ala was when he went past and they saw him, he was there, and he was very hungry. So he asked that person, look, you got animal here. Give us one. He said, I can't give you. He said, why I can't give you? He said, I'm not the owner. I'm not the owner. The owner is someone else. I have to ask him. But he said, no, why not? Why ask you some money? You know, I'm trying to tell you what we do today. That's what we do today. You know, the boss is not dead. What we'll do? Don't worry, man. It's all right, man. He's not looking. Let's do it. That's how we do today. That's how. And then yeah, he said, never mind. He's not there. Let him get some money. He said, what? He said, if you're the boss, who then? He said, Allah is looking. I'm answering Allah Ta'ala. I'm not answering my boss. See, we go one step ahead. Their consciousness is so strong that Allah Ta'ala is looking at. So even that kind of person is, I won't go to wrong places. He won't tell a lie to. He won't tell a lie, he won't do anything wrong to. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him that advice. Do that. Become muttaqi, become police guard, become God conscious. In other words, not only in a masjid, that person who got conscious everywhere, he'd be more God conscious in the masjid. More concerned. Then Allah is looking at me, I'm not telling anyone else. You need the masjid. You make ibadat in that way that you're concerned. My ibadat must be accepted too. That person must do that. The second is to be calm and become content. That we do not have in us, content. Whatever he gives you, be content, make shukr. Whatever he gives you, make shukr. Today he gave you half loaf bread, you make alhamdulillah. Tomorrow he gives you nothing, alhamdulillah, because there's no other door besides this door. If you got another door, go look for another door. But there is no other door, there's only one door that don't become content. Oh, Abu Hurairah, become content. You become among those people, make shukr to Allah. Today you're in a good health, everything Allah Ta'ala gave you, tomorrow you get sick, alhamdulillah. Everything Allah Ta'ala does is a reason. There's a reason for everything. Today he gave you that thing, then he's got a reason for that. Tomorrow he took it away from you, he's got a reason for that too. Allah has reason for everything. You have to make shukr to Allah. which we are not doing today. When Allah Ta'ala gives every year the best meal, lot of shukr, the next day He takes it away, He's got a reason for that. Would you have to say, Ya Allah, I'm making shukr for that. Making shukr. Every moment you have to make shukr. Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, when Allah gave him the best, he may say, Shaitan, you're only making shukr because you know Allah gave you this thing, yeah. But the moment you know when Allah took everything away from him, he still made shukr. The same condition, no different at all. Why we are not like that? Because well, that's what we are supposed to be. There is no other door besides Allah. He knows what is good for us. He wants to put us right. Sometimes, you know, a person does pride in him. Allah does not want to punish him. He puts in this condition that he becomes humble. A person sometimes is very, very healthy and not got pride in him. Allah that this person, he do some good work. Let me keep him away, take him away from that quality of pride. Put him on sickness. The woman gets sick, what happens to him? Becomes completely down. Now he completely put his two hands on Allah Ta'ala. He becomes humble. Allah Ta'ala wants to become humble, so he gives you that kind of condition. This condition Allah gives you to put you right for yourself. So everything Allah Ta'ala does for you is the best thing for you. The best thing for you. You must know, sometimes you think, why this happened to me, that happened. Nothing but Alhamdulillah. Allah knows what that is. Allah knows what that is. I must become more close and dear to you. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. The person must think like that. He's like own child, your own child do something wrong. He's not your child, you don't think what I did wrong to my child. Today we don't think like that. We think our child is doing something wrong. We think someone else has done nothing. No, it's our own doing. Sometimes a person leaves his home, not even making salam to his wife, the family just walks out. And then we expect everything good to happen outside. What happens? Doesn't happen like that. You have to leave in the right way. Everything must be done the correct way. So that's why Nabi Kareem has told you, become qani means content. Have that contentment in your heart. Content, Allah is looking after me, He'll take care of me. But don't do wrong. Keep me happy, I'll keep you happy. Allah says that to keep me happy, I'll keep you happy. But He has His reason for taking away the things. He has a reason for putting in different conditions. That conditions has to go, you have to go to this world. Are you under the impression that you will not be tested in this world? Allah Ta'ala will test everyone. Everyone will be tested. But, so He says, second even can't test. Third one, He said this much, that always be, then you must have always be good with them. Whatever you like for yourself, you must like a Muslim. Whatever you like for yourself, you like a Muslim. That is one thing you don't have in us. These are qualities you know what we're supposed to have. These are gems, Nabi Karim. Look at this. Just one small advice for what the thing it is. He said, oh Abu Huraira, remember one thing. What you like for yourself, you'll be a true Muslim. You'll be a mu'min. You'll be a mu'min. A true mu'min. Now just imagine who's a true mu'min otherwise. You have to think to yourself, am I a true mu'min? True mu'min means a true mu'min of iman. That means this much that what you like for yourself, you like it. Look, once Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two sticks came to him, one was crooked, one was straight. The Ghabi asked to give him the better one. Better. Likewise, if I'm trying to say, if someone comes to you and someone tells you, and you know you can give it, at your heart say not to give it, the second, give it to the true mu'min. Does not mean to you, not give everything now. Just to teach you a lesson that what you have, the quality of a mu'min. A quality of mu'min, when God calls you in you, what you like for yourself, be the mu'min. Then don't pick and choose. Another poor person come to you and that time he ask you, is a mu'min? No. That's my friend, I can give him, because I can't give him. No such thing as that. The heart must be the mu'min. So Nabi Karim says, the true mu'min is he who asks something that will work for yourself, you give the next person. That's one quality you also not have. And the last quality is this much, that you must be very good to your neighbors. You must be very good to your neighbors if you are Muslim. You'll be a Muslim. A person who is good to neighbors, and remember one thing, to be good to neighbors is very important. You can stay in a big palace, you know, but if your neighbor is not good to you, then you like you, it's better for you to stay in your hut. Because every time you come out, he does not look at you, don't look at him, whatever it is. You're not good to him, he's not good to you, what kind of that? You've got a big palace there sitting, but the moment you enter their house, he's not looking at you, he's not looking at them, your heart is. Khuda nakar Allah forbid something has to be done, if they know one has to be done. Neighbors are very great importance. Rasulullah mentioned that you must be very good to your neighbors. Very good to your neighbors. One is a neighbor of a non-Muslim, something else. That too you must be good with them. One is a neighbor, your own family. That's even more good to them. One is a neighbor who is more close in the family. That is even more good. Today, your own family, neighbor, won't talk to them. You won't talk to them. What kind of life that is now? The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that a true Muslim is that person. Who is that? He's a good neighbor and he is very good to his neighbor. You know, there was a buzruk. And he got a lot of rats coming to his house, mice and rats, so much rats. All the rats coming there, it so happened that now his murid is coming. A murid is fitted to the sheikh, but they don't know the sheikh was very high status. He told the sheikh, you know, I said, why don't you bring some cat here? And bring the cat here, so that they get rid of this mice and rats and all. He said, yeah. But everything, but he didn't bring it. He didn't bring a cat at all. The following time when the sheikh and the murid came, I said, what is this? No, the rats are coming here. He said, yeah, I can do that. I'm concerned if the cat going to come here, where the rat's going to go? Then go to my neighbor's house. And he's going to get cut here. See how far he went. This is how they go to. How far he went. My neighbor is going to get cut here. I'd rather take the burden instead of getting them cut here. This is what you call a movement, these four qualities. If only you can listen to the bayan, it's not my bayan, it's only the sunnah of the Nabi Kareem. If you listen to read that thing, at least bring those qualities in our lives. You bring those qualities, then that kind of person, his house will be full of jannat. Probably jannat. His house will be full of jannat because if he's so God conscious that his wife will be very best, his children will be very good to everyone he will be good to. Then that kind of person who looks at everyone with one eye and good to everyone, for in the dunya is Jannat, and Jannat is waiting for him there. Allah Ta'ala amal kareem tawfiq.